Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you. In your presence there's fullness of life. Days ordained for us were written while there were yet none of them, and I thank you that we can now experience them together with you in love, in fellowship, and in obedience. And thank you for a word in season for this day to encourage and uplift and motivate us on this highway of holiness. In Jesus' name, amen. Sweetie?
We're reading Psalm 146, but we start at verse 3 to 5. Do not put your trust in princes or other people who cannot save you. When people die, they are buried, and then all of their plans come to an end. Happy are those who are helped by the God of Jacob. Their hope is in the Lord their God.
Hallelujah. Our hope is in the Lord our God. And it's so wonderful, you know, I'll send you the scripture in Hebrews where the priest in the old covenant, they died and then their plans died with them, as it says here. But this Lord, this God, our Savior, our big brother, our shepherd, he lives forever after the order of Melchizedek, eternal, got an eternal life, he's in it, and he's the Lord of eternal life, or the God quality of life. And that's also he's the Lord of this God quality of life that brings peace. So we've got a priest that's ruling forever. And he's ruling for one reason, is to wake us up to the reality of who we are and to the plan and the purpose that he's got for our lives. So this is who we stay close to. Amen. Boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places. And because he's got this eternal kingdom of peace and we are already in it, he's also there to save to the uttermost those who come to him. Because he's always there. He's a very present help. And this is the greatness. We've come back to our true family. And in our true family, we've got all the encouragement and nourishment and motivation that is necessary to uplift, strengthen, and encourage ourselves. And so, just I like this. Happy are those who are helped by the God of Jacob. You see, the God of Jacob met Jacob. Jacob means deceived. And he let him run his course until he came to that place of despising himself, not liking what has happened. And that's what we became when we're trusting in man, when we look into man, when we think our origin is only found in man and the hand clap of people around us. And then he met the God of Jacob. And what did God of Jacob do? He wrestled with him. They drew close. God drew close. And he became Israel, Prince of God. And that's the God we serve. And I so like it. And that it speaks about this in this new covenant prophetically. In Isaiah 32, it says a king, that's Jesus, will rule in righteousness. That's this righteous kingdom that we stay in now, that is growing to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. And he says, and princes will rule with justice. So we're getting the justice of our cause, the justice of our birth, the justice of God, the plans that he has for us. Is what we're waking up to now. So many, we all plant seeds and we water it, but God gives the increase. He's the one that saves truly, and that's why we look to him and trust in him and encourage others to do the same. Because if you're not tapped into the vine, you can get frustrated with looking at this one, looking at that one, trying this thing, trying that. And we have been there, but now we are just looking to our God, trusting in our God, and walking with our God. Amen.
Amen.